All right, Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble. Good evening. This is Trish Cornett from Cal State Fullerton. I'm looking forward to hearing your performance tonight. I've enjoyed all of your performances thus far today. And I'm going to be giving you some comments that will hopefully be helpful to you as you continue in your growth and development. As with the other ensembles, we typically don't give any comments during the warm-up piece. I'm just going to hold the mic and let you hear yourselves. And I will jump in and give you some comments on the red-covered bridge. Alright, so that's a nice warm-up piece for you to do, especially in this room. It'll hopefully allow you to get used to how this room feels and sounds. I'm sure it's a little bit different than where you normally play. Okay, nice first note there. Be really careful that the people that come in on beat 3 are playing just as gently as the people that come in on beat 1. Easier said than done, given the nature of some of those instruments, but that's definitely what you want to be aiming for. Good, now it's a really nice balance going into bar six there. Careful of the intonation here on those A-flats. And I think the flutes there, I think they can stagger breathe to make sure that they hold that whole note in bar eight for full value. We sort of ended that a little bit early and we all took a breath at the same time. I think even though it's rearticulated in bar nine, I think you still want to hold that for almost full value. And if you do need to take a breath, make it a much faster breath. And make sure those triplets in bar 14 have a feeling to them of all being a little bit stretched. In this style, they're not supposed to feel athletic. They're supposed to feel kind of stretched and have a luxurious feel to them. So make sure that they are, and we're not rushing through those. Okay, good. There's some nice phrases happening here. Keep supporting the sound, keep supporting. Even though you're doing larger intervals, make sure you keep supporting through those leaps and not backing away from them. Careful of the intonation there on those last few notes in that phrase. As you get softer, you really have to keep controlling the intonation and make sure that the pitch doesn't go up as you get softer. Yeah, and saxophones here, I don't envy you on those C sharps and Ds, altos. Those are not easy notes to keep in tune, so you're going to have to really compensate. The C-sharp, you're going to have to bring way up in pitch, and the D, you're going to have to bring down in pitch. Okay, so when you have a crescendo like that, make sure in bar 34 that we don't stop the crescendo when we get to the half note. The crescendo continues through the half note over the bar line to bar 31. And even those of you that come in at the end of bar 34 into 35, you're still part of the crescendo. Even if you don't actually have it written, you're still part of that phrase direction. And I know we've got a poco rallentando here, but I don't see a diminuendo until 43. And we backed way off on the sound as we got softer, as we got slower. We backed way off on the dynamic. We want to make sure you keep doing what the composer is asking you to do, which is to remain forte. This is particularly true of the moving line at 42, euphonium and horns. We want to hear those moving eighth notes there. Then when we get to the 3/4 bar at 43, that's when you can begin the crescendo. Okay, make sure we keep supporting with air through these, especially when you have these kind of repeated patterns. D, 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 D. Make sure that you're stagger breathing there so that there's not kind of gaps in the sound and kind of breaks. It's supposed to be very connected. Yeah, I would encourage you to just, open up the sound here and have a little bit more. It sounds cheesy, but have a little bit more fun with it. I mean, it literally says joyfully in the score at 61. And I think we're still kind of in the wistful kind of mood. Careful of the pits there, saxophones. I always tell my college students that pushing down the right button or the right valve or putting the slide in the right position will get you in the ballpark of the right note. It doesn't actually guarantee that you'll be playing the exact right note. What you have to do is constantly be making adjustments with your embouchure and your air, and using your ears to know if you're actually in tune. Good, this section is very lovely. Okay, that clarinets, rather. Be careful that the tone doesn't get a little bit bright here. So as you're getting louder, clarinets, we still want to make sure that that you're dropping the jaw and that the tone is nice and dark and warm, and we don't let the sound get pinched. Nice job with that tuba, Barry Sachs bass clarinet line right there. I like that I could hear those eighth notes all the way through. Yeah, be careful of intonation here. Good. This is very good. Again, flutes, hold that whole note in bar 106. Give it full value. Nice balance with the clarinets here. Good, and let's see if on that last note, if we can all start that last note at exactly the same time. Easier said than done, because at a pianissimo dynamic, you've got to be able to make your instrument respond exactly when you want it to respond at that dynamic. It's not the easiest thing, but I think you guys can do it. I think you can do it. So just keep working on that. All right. Ancient Runes. Good, off to a nice start here. I really like the energy that you're playing with here. That's really very good. And I like the accuracy with which you're playing all of these articulations. Nice job with all of these slur patterns here. Okay, be careful that we don't rush through those rests, though. One of the things I often say is there's nothing harder to play in music than silence. When there are rests that everyone has, we tend to want to rush in off of the rests because we just don't like having that silence there. So you have to be really careful. You got to subdivide. Not just subdivide, but subdivide eighth notes in your head so you make sure you're not coming in early there. So one of the things about this section of the piece is that you have to be really careful how you pace it. Otherwise, it just kind of sits there. So we have to think about where we're aiming for and pace ourselves slowly from a dynamic standpoint so that we don't just kind of stay stagnant at one dynamic, but that we're giving it some growth. And I know you don't have a lot written here, but that's the thing where you have to kind of use your own musical instincts and make some decisions to help it along a little bit. So yeah, here's a spot where I feel like you're holding back a little bit. I mean, this piece has got a ton of energy and fire to it, and I feel like we're holding back a little bit. Yeah, build. Let it keep building. Let it keep building. Okay, watch out for the intonation on these sustained upper woodwind notes. Be careful there. Okay, there's a lot of nuanced percussion playing here, and you're doing really well with it.
see if you can, on that clave's part, see if you can make it even more, if we can make even more of the dynamic swell. And I know you're going from niente to pianissimo, which doesn't seem like a lot, but dynamics are all about contrast. Okay, nice job with this. So again, there at 102, make sure woodwinds, flute and clarinets, make sure we sustain that whole note for its full value. We tend to like to shortchange whole notes sometimes, like the end of them isn't as important, but it is. Good. This is a difficult passage in terms of intonation. You're doing pretty well with it. Just make sure trumpets with those mutes and trombones that you're making the adjustment on your instrument when you put the mute in. It's pretty good, but that's just one thing to just keep in mind. All right, that's some fantastic tuba playing. Wonderful job with that. Okay, I can see in the score that you should be singing here, but honestly, if I didn't know that was there, I don't know that I would know you're singing. I think you're going to want to just sing out a little bit more. Now I can hear you singing a little bit, but I want it to be a little bit more present than it is. And this is great, a great saxophone solo. Good for you. So, you know, as you're rehearsing this piece and you're singing, one of the things I would encourage you to think about is doing a little bit more singing of your parts, actually. So when you come in at 126, we were not quite in tune on that first note at 126. That was an interesting harmony. Some of those notes are not terribly familiar on a lot of your instruments. But my sense is that if you could hear the note in your head before you had to play it, I think we could get closer faster. So that would be a place where you might want to practice singing some of these parts as a way of getting them in your ear and in your body so that when you have to go play them, you have a better chance of making your instrument do it. Good. You're doing a nice job with this accelerando and with the pacing of this dynamically. This is kind of what I was referring to earlier, where you have to make sure you help the piece along with pacing. You're doing a great job of it here. Transfer this to that earlier section. Okay, so one of the things I would encourage you to do is to over-exaggerate these accents here. They're not just accents, but they're accents with staccatos. I mean, this is very obviously a nod to the Rite of Spring, I think. So I would even encourage you to maybe listen to that piece as an ensemble and kind of know the style that you're going for and really exaggerate the accents. And that is almost even more important for the people that have continuous ace notes. Those are the people that have to exaggerate those accented parts. And then the people that just have the accented ace notes all by themselves, you know, with rests in between, you just have to watch each other, watch your conductor. But also, in addition to watching your conductor, I would encourage you to watch each other. If you watch professional musicians, and I'm sure you can find a video on YouTube of a professional orchestra playing Rite of Spring, you'll watch that they move when they play. They're watching the conductor, but they're also watching each other and kind of communicating non-verbally with each other in terms of when they're breathing and where they actually place those notes. So I would encourage you to do that as well, in addition to watching your conductor.
So, you know, you're doing a lot of things really well in that piece and in the other, in both pieces that you did. You're doing a lot of things really well. I'd encourage you to keep thinking about widening your dynamic range, particularly on the loud end of things. Opening up the sound, nice full sound, and thinking about intonation, articulation, balance, all of the nuances of those things. You're doing a lot of things really well, and there are just a few moments that I've referenced throughout the recording that just need a little bit of attention. These are minor tweaks. I'm being very picky about these things. So hopefully some of those things along the way are helpful to you. You know, again, you're doing a lot of things well, and I would just encourage you to keep fine-tuning some of these nuances here. And I think it's going to make a difference in your sound. So thank you again for being here. I hope some of these things are helpful to you, and I hope you have a wonderful time at Disneyland. Thanks.